We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Up in the morning, I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I listen to y'all every morning.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sip. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know really? You gotta be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You gotta be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Break the fuck up!
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, this is your boy Tilly Till out of Pittsburgh. Morning, MV.
Morning. What's up, brother?
Man. I'm telling morning, King. Ain't nothing, baby. Hey.
Good morning.
I just found out my neighbor, all 6 of her kids got ADD.
All six of them?
All 6 of them. All different dads. You know what I mean?
You had me sitting there thinking, like, I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, she's 31. All 6 kids got ADD. That check going to be crazy. You know what I mean?
But, Jesus Christ.
Just want to tell y'all good morning, man. Listening to y'all right now. Yeah. Keep me on my toes in the morning and keep doing what y'all doing. I'll call y'all back next week.
All right, my brother.
Okay.
All right, brother. Yo.
This guy with the jokes.
All different daddies.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Ali from Jacksonville.
Ali, what up,
Duval!
Bro?
Already. Hey, listen, I got a question for y'all.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to hear your opinion about this. It's amazing how white people could call black people the N-word. It's not a big deal. Black people could call white people crock-ass cracker. It's not a big deal. But when somebody speak their opinion about the LGBT community, it's a big uproar. And that's just somebody speaking their opinion about that. I'm just trying to see what's the big uproar. If everybody have their opinion, let them speak their opinion. If that's what they want to do, let them do that. They should embrace that's what they are, and it's cool. It shouldn't be a big dramatic uproar. And I just want to hear your opinion about that from both of y'all.
Well, white people say the N-word, it is an uproar.
Yeah,
it
definitely is. I don't know where you are.
Yeah, it is an uproar.
Not really.
Yes, it is.
People definitely have gotten fired for that.
It's not the uproar like the LGB community.
What the hell is the LGB? Now that cable package you just talked about is way worse than the basic one. Now, the basic one is LGBT. I don't know what. Why you just got rid of the G?
I don't know the alphabets, man, but I just want to hear y'all opinion about that. When Boosie said his comment, it was a big uproar. When whoever say anything, what really got me when Wendy Williams had to apologize for what she said, it's like, come on, man, you can't have an opinion about that.
Well, listen, here's the truth to the matter. You got to know who you effing with. You know what I'm saying? You slap somebody in the face, they might slap you back. You slap somebody else in the face, they might punch you and knock you out. You slap somebody else in the face, they might pull out a gun and shoot you. You got to know who you're dealing with, that's all. And be ready to deal with them.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man. Everybody should have their own opinion. It shouldn't be a big deal about it. If that's what they choose to do, that's on them. Let them embrace it and move on.
So listen, why are you calling? Why is this the first thing on your mind in the morning, though?
No, it's not. I just can't get
it. No, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I have a good one,
yes,
bro.
It is.
But why does it matter how other people live their lives anyway?
I don't.
If it doesn't affect you, if you're not part of the LGBTQ plus community, and like, why does it bother you?
Hello, who's this?
This is Hoss.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Yeah, what I had to get off my chest, man, I feel like a lot of people like sitting back waiting for the government to do things instead of realize what we can do ourselves. Like, I ain't had nothing a couple years ago before the pandemic. During the pandemic, it wasn't really an issue with me, you know. I started driving trucks for a company, bought a truck off of Facebook. I'm a owner-operator. I made $14,000 a week. Much stuff people can do out here, you know, better themselves, because I'm trying to break a generational curse where families are growing up in apartments instead of owning homes because the money in their cities.
His phone broke up, but I agree with him. You know what I mean? I mean, we definitely should push our government and push our, you know, national and local government to do things for us, but we definitely got to do for ourselves too. Word to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
What he said is also right. I know a lot of people want to be rappers. They want to be DJs, they want to be producers, they want to be athletes.
They want to get OnlyFans.
There's a lot of other businesses that people can do, and driving trucks is a major business. They make a lot of money. So really, really look into it, because you think about it. One thing that didn't stop on that road was those trucks, whether they were delivering food, whether they were delivering toilet paper and paper towels. Those roads stayed full with those trucks. So people still had those jobs with them trucks.
Yeah, and that's why I always tell brothers, man, you go out there and learn a trade. You know what I mean? Because there's certain things that just never, ever, ever going to stop. You're going to always need an electrician. You're going to always need a plumber. You know what I mean? And those people, those brothers make good money. Those sisters make good money.
Absolutely.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is King Gemini, man. How y'all doing?
What's up, brother? Get it off your chest.
All right, so last night, right?
Uh-huh.
I was performing oral sex with my girl and all that, right? And she's about to climax. And she farts in my face, man.
Oh, you got pink eye.
That means you was doing it. That means you was doing it real good.
Means you got pink eyes.
You know what? I ain't got pink eyes. But real quick, hey, Charlamagne, can you do me a huge favor, man?
I will not fart on you. Don't you dare ask me to.
No, I was wondering if you could send me a book or something, man, and have Barack Obama sign it for me. That would be great.
What?
I don't have it. I only have one copy of A Promised Land. He only sent us three copies. He sent one for each of us. And I'm actually sending mine to my mom, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I'm sending.
And somebody stole mine in the mail, so I had to go buy another one.
Man, I was really hoping on that one though.
If I had it was yours. I got a copy of Dr. Rita Walker's book up here.
Oh yeah, hey, I'll take that. You got it for me, man.
And I'll send you a copy of mine. It's not like I sold 1.7 in the first week like Barack did. I do well too. In the book world though.
I know. I actually listen to your books. I ain't read them yet though, but you know, I listen to them.
That's the same.
I'm gonna get your put you on hold, and they're gonna get your address. We're gonna mail it out to you, brother.
Hold on, Stinky Eye. Hello, who's this?
It's Erica.
Hey, good morning. Get off your chest, mama.
Yeah, I listen to y'all every morning, and I'll be damn. I'll be tripping out on you and Charlamagne. I mean, I'll be laughing like crazy every morning at y'all.
Well, thank you. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing. If you're laughing with us or at us, I don't know. But
that's a good thing or bad thing.
I love y'all so much, man. I listen to y'all every single morning, like every morning.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your support.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes,
you have a great and blessed day, mama.
That's all.
Where you from?
Okay, you too.
That's all?
That's all I want to say, sweetie. I love y'all.
We love you back.
I love your twang, too. That southern twang.
Hello, who's this?
Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
Kayla.
Hey, Kayla. Good morning. Get it off your chest, mama.
Well, I really didn't have much to say. I just wanted to congratulate y'all. Y'all doing good. And I thought it was so sweet how y'all gave away money, because there's really some broke out there.
Stop calling people the N-word.
Stop calling them broke.
It's some unfortunate people when it comes to their pockets in America.
There you go. That's right. It's a financial struggle out here for some folks.
Well, if you got it, you want to give some money to some people?
Yeah.
Heck no, I just lent somebody $10 yesterday. No.
I'm with you, boo. Budget.
That's right, budget that money. Thank you, mama.
Ah, just something about that. That's something about them two words together just do something to you.
Broke Nick?
Broke. God damn. Lord have mercy. That it felt like back in the day when you heard Scrubs for the first time. Like, I gotta get on my mama, huh?
Jeez. Hello, who's this? Hello, who's this? Hello? Hello?
This is Morato.
Oh, shoot.
Morato.
Damn, delayed response.
That's a very original name. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from Angola, Africa.
Africa. All right.
Africa.
Wow. All right.
The motherland. What's happening?
Get it off your chest.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning, DJ Envy. Good morning, Charlamagne the God.
What's up, King?
Good
how are you?
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning.
Now, it's a very long distance call. I might spend here $100 just to make this call. I just want to say that this show is amazing. You guys are doing an incredible job, and I listen to you every day on my Apple Podcast, and I don't even know if the program was live. I just called.
Okay.
For some positivity.
Yeah.
Doing what you guys are doing. And keep inspiring us all.
What time is it in Africa right now, in Angola? What time is it?
It's 11:16.
11:16.
Okay.
P.M. or A.M.?
A.M.
Okay.
All right.
Good to talk to you, brother.
Hello, who's this?
What are we, comedians?
Shayna.
Hey, Shayna, get it off your chest.
I just want to thank God for this day.
That's right.
You know, I know. Look, I'm thank God for this day, for this job. I'm so blessed. I'm highly favored. I got my own business. And I just want to just thank God. That's all, guys.
Shayna, you're not just blessed and highly favored. You're blessed, black, and highly favored.
You're absolutely right. I am blessed, black, and highly favored. And I just want to thank God for it.
Thank you, mama. Ma'am. Hello, who's this?
Hey, man, what's up? This is Reckless TV. How y'all doing?
What's up, Reckless TV? Get it off your chest.
I wanted to speak about college. I did trade school. I did 2 years for HVAC and electricity, and I can work anywhere in the United States. I'm 23 years old, and nobody's doing trade no more. Everybody's trying to be doctors and lawyers. So right now, trade school is the best thing you can do.
I agree.
After I graduated, my teacher came to me and said I should go for another 4 years and I'd be guaranteed to make six figures and I can go anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So trade school is popping right now because ain't nobody really doing it and everybody needs help with HVAC and air conditioning.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I met this guy the other day, I think when I was in D.C., man, he ran up on me and he was like, man, thank you for always talking about trade school because I went to trade school and I've been gainfully employed for 40 plus years.
There you go.
I forgot what he said he did.
All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Wake that ass up in the morning. Check out this Breakfast Club Rewind.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building, Stephen A. Smith. Welcome, brother.
What's going on, man? Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Ange, how you doing? Charlamagne, what's up?
What's up, my brother?
Good to see y'all.
Man, you got a new show coming on ESPN? Another one?
It's going to be called Stephen A's World, and, you know, it's just a half-hour show on streaming. ESPN Plus is obviously a big priority for them. First year, Disney Plus had 86.5 million subscribers. ESPN Plus had 11.5. So, obviously, they want to buffer those numbers, and they came to me and asked me to do this. And I've known about this since last year, which is why I gave up my radio show, because this was forthcoming. What makes me excited about this is a couple of things. Number one, I'm looking to bring a bit more lightheartedness and levity to certain situations and just, you know, show the lighter side of me to some degree and really celebrate what other people are doing. But the other thing that I'm excited about is that I'm not only the host of this, I'm the executive producer, and I started my own production company a few months ago, Mr. SAS Productions, and it will be co-producing this in concert with ESPN. So essentially, not only am I a host, but I'm the boss, and just trying to set that example and do what I can to shine. So I put other people in position to shine as well.
When we first started the interview, you didn't sound like the normal Stephen A. Smith from Queens. You sounded a little somber, and I know it's because what we've seen that happened on Capitol Hill. So what were your thoughts of seeing that?
Well, first of all, you know, as a black man, let's just call it what it is. If those were black people marching up on Capitol Hill, they'd have got shot. But also, what jumped to my mind, I turned and watched Trump's entire speech. And if he didn't dog whisper, it was even stronger than that. He told them to go to the state capitol. He told them to stop this. He told them to essentially engage in insurrection. And so for me, to have a sitting president of the United States be so flagrantly divisive and willing to harm congressional and Senate figures, I don't know how much more egregious it gets. And I think it's a blight on our country for years to come, man. It's just really, really bad. But if we're honest about it, it's unfortunate. It's sad, but we ain't surprised.
How hard is it to go on air today and not talk about what happened yesterday at the Capitol? Or do y'all plan to talk about it?
I wouldn't know, Charlamagne, because ain't no way in hell I'm going on the air and not talking about it.
Is there ever a pushback at ESPN when it comes to sports and politics? Because I know it has been in the past.
Well, let me tell you this. This is the part, and people in the past, I'm not going to mention any names, but here's where they mess up. Obviously, me being in the position that I'm in, it's not like I'm just speaking to the supervisor. I mean, the president and I talk every week. You know, the executive VPs of ESPN and I talk every week. I kind of know them. And they have never said, don't talk politics definitively. What they said is, leave the political expertise to the political experts. And more importantly, give the audience what they expect to see. If we're ESPN, we're a sports network. Don't avoid sports to talk about these other things. Find a way to interweave sports within the political and social conversation. And because people had a problem with the mandate to not just go directly into politics, you've had some people that have expressed dismay over that, but I've never had a problem with it because anytime something developed and I felt the need to talk about it, I simply let them know. The other thing that the mandate was is that you work for us. We pay you. Why the hell are you expressing yourself on Twitter for free when we giving you this platform and we paying you to use it? Use it here. I don't see a problem with that.
Now, I want to give you.
Hold on. You're talking about Jemele Hill.
No. Not just her.
I can't think of too many people at ESPN who even had, you know, that type of energy other than Jemele in the past.
There was a bunch of them, believe it or not. And believe it or not, I'll shock you with this, Charlamagne. There's a whole bunch of white folks at ESPN that have very, very passionate feelings, and obviously some on the other side. And they want to express it even more because they see us expressing it. What I'm saying is that what I get, and I'll address this directly because I love Jemele. She's a friend. Kerry Champion, I know she's a friend. Michael Smith, you know, all of these, they did great. I miss them. I wish they were still at the network. I don't apologize about that. But what I'm saying to you is that I would say the same thing to you now that I've gotten to know you. If I saw you doing something that I said, yo, man, this could ultimately squash you and get in the way of the bigger picture. You too important. I would sit up there and say to you, do you really want to mess that up because of a tweet? Mm-hmm. Why not use it? Why not use your airwaves? Think about the marathon, not the sprint.
That's real.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake that ass up in the morning. Check out this Breakfast Club rewind.
We're just asking, what's one thing you would leave the house for? Charlamagne said he would leave the house right now to get a haircut.
Hey, Charlamagne, I agree with you, man. My head is like Charlamagne's right now.
Your hairline look like it's socially distancing from your forehead?
No, it's like Project Grass, Charlamagne.
Project Grass. Your hair look like Project Grass. Now, I'm not going to lie. My hair looked like Trap House Carpet this weekend. But I put the Jamaican castor oil with the Monistat 7 in it, and I combed it out, and it looked all right.
Taking you back with the classic rewind. It's The Breakfast Club.
I thought this was a podcast.
The Breakfast Club is on.
If you missed The Breakfast Club,
you don't come from my world. It's dangerous.
Check out this rewind.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Stephen A. Smith.
I know you got to get up out of here. My final question. Do you have a desire for people to see who you are beyond the sports?
Yeah, to some degree. Only from the standpoint that, you know, again, I don't want to pigeonhole myself. I don't want to be somebody that's just about sports. You know, I tell, you know, my white bosses this a lot of times. I've said this to them a lot of times. White folks come to work with a job to do every day. We come with a responsibility. What I mean by that is I remember when Trayvon Martin got shot, I'm walking down the streets and black folks walking up to me. Stephen A., you got to touch on this. Stephen A., you got to say this. Yeah, that wasn't a sports story, but they said it was necessary. And then when the Miami Heat put on their hoodies, they really said, you got to touch on this. Now I was going to anyway, but they were telling me that. White folks don't hear that. You don't see white folks going up to other white folks saying that you got to do it. So understanding that black folks feel that way, why do they feel that way? It's not because of me. It's because of the position that I'm in. I have a platform that most of us don't have. And so what they're doing is calling upon me to bring light and to bring attention to things, just the same way you might ask an athlete to, if not more so. Now, with the athlete, you're asking them to say something and be active in that regard. With me, you're not only asking me to say something, you're asking me to be that conduit for others to speak as well, to make sure that I provide the platform for others that need to be heard to be heard. And I take that role very, very seriously. I don't feel compelled to agree with any damn body and say what I don't feel. But I do feel compelled to make sure that even if you disagree with me, if you speak for a vast majority of us, you need to be heard. And so what I try to do is make sure that I do that. And in that regard, that's where I look at myself beyond the world of sports, using sports to extend myself beyond it, to address more deeper issues, enlightening myself, educating myself, either by reading more, watching more, learning more, but more importantly, connecting myself with people I know stuff so they will educate me as well.
And I had one question, too. I wanted to ask about LeBron purchasing, putting together a team to purchase the Atlanta Dream. What do you think that could do for the WNBA? And how do we uplift the WNBA more so that they can make more money, get more endorsements, more people watch?
I love it because I think that LeBron is pretty brilliant with a lot of the things that he does. And obviously, he's conscientious. And I think him owning a WNBA team is more about getting it away from Loeffler, the Senate figure that just lost in Georgia to Warnock. So I think that's what it's about for him more so than anything else. And I applaud his position on that. What I would say is this, though, and I'll say this respectfully to all of those females out there. You know, the fellas, we got NBA, we got NFL, we got Major League Baseball, we got the boxing, we got the UFC, we got all of that. These women have been out there busting their tail for years trying to make the WNBA into something. Last time I checked, when you are successful in terms of ingratiating yourself with the average consumer out there, you usually are successful because you found a way to ingratiate yourself with that female audience. For some reason, females are not supporting the WNBA enough. Because if they were, the WNBA would be far more successful than it is. So rather than folks talking about what the WNBA needs, how about the WNBA highlighting in the eyes of women out there, excuse me, we need all the support we can get from y'all. Because when females step up and support you, you win.
I agree.
I'm on it.
Stephen, we appreciate you for checking in. Stephen A. Smith, thank you for checking in, brother.
That new show starts when?
Stephen A's World debuts Monday, this Monday, January 11th. On ESPN. Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Appreciate y'all. Y'all take care.
All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Stephen A. Smith.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Now, Charlamagne, can you believe that TikTok I just showed you?
You got this girl. She's in her apartment, takes off the bathroom mirror. There's a whole dark secret dungeon back there. That's when I would move out.
You can find anything and everything on TikTok. There's so much to discover and watch. It's hard to explain. You just have to see it. TikTok.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
It's topic time.
Pick up the phone, baby.
Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're asking 800-585-1051. Now, when you guys are having dinner, do you think that the husband should be served before the children at the dinner table? That is the question. Let's start with you, Yee.
I mean, I don't have any kids or husbands, so that's hard for me to say. I just think about growing up, how did it happen in my house? And I feel like my mom made our food and my dad got his own. Like, he'll just get his food himself, and then my mom would give us ours. And then when we got old enough, everybody just got their own food.
Yeah, in my crib in Queens, I mean, I was the only child. We all ate together, so it wasn't like somebody prepared the food first. It was... my mom called us down.
Why the hell are you going back to childhood like you ain't got a whole wife and kids at the house?
She just said where she grew up.
Oh.
Now, it's usually my wife will fix my plate while I fix the kids' plates, or I'll fix mine and my wife's plate while she makes the kids' plate. But the youngest one always gets their food first because we usually got to cut it up. Yeah, gotta chop it up.
I feel like my mom did the cooking, so my dad kind of, you know, got his own stuff because she was still getting everything together.
No, in my crib, it's definitely the youngest kids eat first. I got a 2-year-old, about to be 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old. They get served first. And then after that, it's kind of just like a free fall. You know what I mean? We got a 13-year-old. She on her own. You got to fix your own damn plate. Even though my wife still fixes her plate, but she definitely gets served last after the other kids. And then, yeah, I get in the mix at some point. Either I fix my own plate or my wife fixes my own plate. And the wife and my wife eats with the kids. So technically, me and my 13-year-old, the last to eat.
Now, my wife is usually the last to eat because she's usually helping me cut the food up, or she's making sure the kids...
Your wife don't eat with the young kids? Like, my wife eats with the young kids. Like, she serves them, and she makes her plate, and then she goes sits with them and eats.
My wife has this huge phobia of the kids choking.
Same, me too!
Like, huge, huge. And shout to... there was a DJ whose kid, he passed away. He choked on a chicken nugget. So after that story, my wife is, like, very serious. My kids can't eat in the car. If my kids are eating, somebody, adult, has to be there with them. Like, my kid has a phobia of that. So she usually sits with them to make sure that they eat. So she usually eats last.
But my wife eats with them. So it's like two youngest kids get their plate fixed. My wife fixes her plate, sits with them and eats. And then it's like, you know, me and I'm either working out or my oldest daughter is at cheerleading practice or something. So we're always the last to eat. So
do you guys ever cook and then...
No, I don't cook. Why would I do that? We just talked about kids choking. Why would I ever want to cook my kids a meal?
I do breakfast. I do the breakfast. I'm the breakfast guy. I do the French toast, the pancakes, the sausage, the eggs, the bacon. That's me.
I know my lane. I'm terrible in the kitchen.
I'm good money on breakfast. Mm-mm. All right. Well, let's open up the phone line.
I heard about your turkey sauce.
You heard about my sausage.
I don't eat pork, sir.
Hello, who's this?
This is Charlene from Detroit.
Hey, Charlene. What up, doe?
What up,
DJ?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Hey.
Peace, Queen. How you?
Now, do you think that the husband should be served before the children at the dinner table, Mama?
No, sir. The husband served after the little one.
I agree.
You serve your husband, but you serve him after you serve them little ones because they can't serve themselves.
That's right.
Yeah,
he can serve himself.
Especially the little ones, like we said, you got to chop up their food and all that. So yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
there you go. If he can't wait to eat, then he needs to fix his own.
That's right. And as a man, I don't want to be eating before my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like you sitting down eating, and the kids looking at you while you eating, waiting to eat. No, let the kids eat first.
Now I know one time, I think that was the thing because I know there was always this thing where the man got the chicken breast and then the kids got the other
big piece of chicken.
Yeah, the big piece of chicken.
You got that from Chris Rock.
That was a fact, though, because my dad usually got the big piece of chicken.
Well, he should. He's the man.
Right. Well, that's what it is.
Eat more. He's probably the biggest person in the house. Yeah. The biggest person in the house should get the largest portion.
But now, you know, if that was the case, Logan is, because Logan eats, he plays
football. Logan should get the big piece of chicken. He's the man of the goddamn house.
Shut up, man.
If you can slam your daddy,
he can't slam
Logan
his daddy.
Can slam his daddy.
Slam
if you can
daddy.
Slam your daddy, you get the big piece of chicken. Salute the big Logan. We don't call him little Logan. My big Logan. I seen your back on Instagram. All right.
Hey, yo, why you looking at that boy back, man?
You posted.
Hello, who's this?
It's Angeline.
Hey, Angeline, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, who do you think should be served first, the husband or the children?
The husband typically gets served first. He's the one who goes out into the world, typically. I mean, the women are going out into the world too now, but...
I know, that's right.
It's always been customary and traditional that the husband goes out, he comes in, he gets his plate first.
I think it's an age thing, too, because if you got older kids, like if you got young kids, the young kids probably get served first, and then the mom sits and eats with them. But if you got older kids and they teenage years, then yeah, probably daddy than the kids.
But you know, it's interesting that you say that because I'm looking at it now and thinking about this, and it feels like it'd be nice for guys to sometimes cook for the family. There's nothing like a guy who can cook and kind of serve the family, since women,
I don't have time.
It feels like
that.
Calling in this tradition, it would be a nice thing to kind of switch it up.
But I don't have time for all of that. I mean, like Ebony K. Williams said when she was here, like Ebony said, you know, if she's the curator of the house, meaning that she's going to have the home-cooked meals there and she's going to curate the house, she'll do all of that.
Well, I'm not saying every day, but it just feels like it might be something nice to try.
I just don't have time.
Now, I do breakfast on the weekend. No. Weekends is my time. My kids love my breakfast, so, I mean, I do breakfast. My wife does it throughout the week, but I do breakfast. I love doing breakfast. My kids love helping me cook breakfast, so breakfast is my team.
And if you really on the go as a husband, depending on what time you get home, you can't cook for your kids because your kids got to eat by 6 o'clock. Most of the time, that's when dinner time is for young kids, right?
Oh, I ain't cooking for my kids throughout the week. I work too hard.
That's what I'm saying.
If my wife ain't there, Uber Eats, bro.
Yeah.
Or leftovers. Or like, I do sandwiches, man. I always could do a sandwich. My kids know if wife ain't there, we're going to have a sandwich.
Well, if you fix your kids' sandwiches for dinner.
Yes.
That's a damn shame. Logan, slam his ass. That's why Logan is able to slam you, because Logan getting good meals while you feeding the rest of the kids and eating sandwiches.
Don't act like you ain't no sandwich for dinner.
I don't remember that.
All right. Well,
this makes me really appreciate when my man cooks for me, this whole conversation.
All right. What's the moral of the story, guys?
I mean, the moral of the story is y'all got to stop holding on to so many damn traditions. Okay? You got to do what works for you. And you never know what works for you until you're in that situation. And when you're in that situation and it's 6 o'clock and the kids got to eat and then they got to take a bath by 7 and be in bed by 8, if you're not going to help with the bathing and putting them to bed, you better fix your own damn plate and get out your wife's way. Asking her to do all that. That's crazy.
All right, we got more coming up next. We're The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha Guy. We are The Breakfast Club. We got some special guests joining us this morning.
Our folks.
Miss Pat.
And Jordan Cooper. How y'all feeling, man?
Good the morning.
Good morning. What you doing drinking Coca-Cola? I know you're from Atlanta, but damn. Miss Pat, drink some water or something.
She got coffee and Coke. Don't help the ass, pretty skinny ass. I need you to wake me the fuck up. I flew in this bitch at 3 o'clock and then he had no car to pick me up. I'm tired. All them out there trying to pick me up at the airport. I'm like, excuse me, do you think I don't see the news? Y'all ain't about to take this. I got on a spank.
It's going to take some time unwrapping, huh?
Well, a whole lot of time. You ain't no
Well, first of all, I feel like we should be celebrating, right? Because it's been such a journey for you to get your show on TV.
Well, first of all, let's introduce you to Miss Pat, because
you ain't never been here with Miss Pat.
That's it.
You ever met Angela?
No, I've never met her.
But we've spoken. I read her book before, Rabbit. I've done all of that, so I'm familiar.
Well, nice to finally f***ing meet you, Angela.
She waited until you got a TV show over to be here for an interview, Miss Pat.
Well, some n***as like famous people. I ain't there yet. I still got my little way of birth, and I'm trying to be blacker than a motherfucker.
No, we are proud of you. We're so proud of you, man.
Thank you.
Pat and Jordan, like we've seen the journey was three networks before it landed on BET Plus.
Three networks, three writers, cry, tears,
damn.
I couldn't suck the right in Hollywood. That's why I took 5 years. I got vertigo. I can't be sucking no extra. I can't do it, Angela. Boy, I got high flashes, bitch, wig fly. Think I'm Charlamagne Tha God.
No.
Shot me.
But you are still working with Lee Daniels, so you didn't have to worry about that.
I'm saying that wasn't gonna happen. I don't think Lee want me sucking his
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about other people.
You already had.
How was the process though, Jordan?
It was amazing. It's a crazy story. I got introduced to Pat in high school. My dad was like, you gotta watch her. She's hilarious. Her story is ridiculous. So I watched it. I was like, dang, like her story is crazy. She's funny as hell. She needs to write a book. Then I wrote my play, Ain't No Mo, that Lee saw at the Public. And he was like, yo, I'm doing this thing with Miss Pat, this comedian. We don't have a concept for her. So see if you can read this book and see if you can come up with a concept for a show. And I read it and I immediately saw in my head this sitcom with a live audience. And I wanted to go back to like All in the Family, Good Times, The Jeffersons. But I wanted it to be R-rated in front of a live studio audience.
Which I thought he was crazy.
What you know about The Jeffersons?
Listen,
and Good Times?
Listen, DVD.
touched me to watch Lucy one night.
Lucy.
I'm like, Lucy in LA. I said, if you don't give me the f*** out of this theater, my panty line away, I'm sleeping 10 o'clock at night. Old people been in the bed. Lucy.
No, I had to watch it because I wanted her to know the history of like where everything was coming from.
No history coming from. I don't even give a f*** about black history. Not at 10 o'clock at night, mother. I'm sleeping. We up in Beverly Hills, so I'm watching Lucy. Everybody laughing. I done dozed off like a motherfucker. Bitch, I'm sleeping. I told you before you brought this.
Why was your panty liner wet?
My panty liner's always wet.
Why?
Because it's a 64 Chevy. I'm sorry your wife don't tell all her business. Everybody got a little drip, ain't that right? Your ain't tight like the third grade.
I cannot.
I will say I don't have kids, it's still pretty tight.
That's what you think. Pull your underwear off and smell them. You used to have tight. So did I.
This fat is crazy.
When you're fat and you don't like it, you let them stick it in your navel, Angelique.
And then you your navel.
Yeah, fat girl got deep navels like vaginas. You like, I ain't getting this real.
I heard underarm. But
nah. When you fat, like, I got a big hole in my stomach, like my navel used to be there. So when fat girl, we trick, and we don't want to really give you no, we let you stick it in the navel. So when you say you, no, nigga, you all you did was navel.
thank God y'all ain't got to worry about cleaning this up because listen, she curses constantly.
Listen, these networks, I think at the beginning, they really wanted to put her on network TV like Fox and all this. Mm-hmm. But I didn't want it to be fake. I didn't want it to be, I wanted her to be able to be herself. So basically, Lee was like, come up with a concept, right? And he goes to Fox and is like, yo, I got this kid. He wrote this show. Like, I think you guys would love it. They're like, he's still in college. Ain't nobody, like, we're not about to do that.
Fox
and
was the first network it was attached to, right?
Fox.
Yeah. Okay. And then Pat, whenever we met, she called.
I flew on my birthday to meet him. So I took his number and I said, look, Hollywood is full of shit. Everybody want to fuck the same person in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. If you get a fat black girl, I need a fat black girl. I said, so right now ain't nobody got no fat black girl. Ain't nobody calling for him. So I said, the only way you're going to get this job is you listen to me. We need to write a strip behind these motherfuckers back. And we wrote that fucking pilot and we handed it to Lee. And so what was crazy, because he put his name, I said, take your fucking name off of it. And because he thought I was
like, why are you going to take my name off of it?
Well, I said, because if it's up, it's gonna fall back on me, mm-hmm. not you, and you still got a chance to get a job. That's what Lee trying to do. And I said, everybody gonna know I ain't do that. Everything's spelt right now. So you. And so I gave it to Lee, and he was like, who the wrote this? I was like, me. Say, bitch, everything's spelt right. I said, me and Jordan wrote this. And he walked it in, and that's how he got a job at Fox.
Wow. Then it ended up at Hulu, too, right?
Hulu shot the pilot. So Hulu shoots, okay. We sell it. He takes us, he wanted real language in it, so it moves us over to Fox 21. Yeah. Fox 21 sell it to Hulu. This is how much we went through. So Hulu shoots the pilot, and everybody get involved. We attached Debbie Allen. She shot. It was her first pilot since
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
And we shooting the pilot, y'all. And I said, they're not going to pick it up. Okay, we shoot it. I go on back on the road. It took them 6 months to say no. That person didn't understand me, and they didn't understand this show.
Who was the he?
But we can't
say who the he.
It was also there. We heard through the grapevine that it was their highest tested pilot ever, because it was a thing where I don't think that person understood why it was funny or why people would.
That's
get
insane.
It.
That's insane. Sometimes you have to know what you don't know.
It's a white person.
Right. Of course, it was a white person. You know, it was a goddamn white person.
White and goddamn mayonnaise. Nigga, when BET called and said, Lee was like, BET Plus. I said, what the fuck is BET Plus? Mm-hmm. And they gave us 10 episodes. And I fuck with people who fuck with me.
Word.
You know, they was great. It was kind of better because they understood it. Right. We had to explain ass and nappy hair.
And then we had questions about, there was a joke about edges. And they were like, what are
edges?
Is edge?
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, what the fuck? Wow. It's alopecia on black women when they move their wigs out.
That's exactly
what the f- man. First time I saw that, I don't know. I'm not picking at anybody with alopecia, but I was at a salon. I was at a salon one time. My friend said, "Watch my client hair." I washed that wig off her hair. I said, "Her hair fell off." I said, "What the f- happened?" She said, "She got alopecia." I had never heard of it. I said, "The bitch got apples and peaches in her hair."
Is that from New Cream of Nature?
I've never seen alopecia in my life. I said, apples and peaches. But I was dead ass for real. I said, what the f*** is apples and peaches? She said, bitch, alopecia. When your hair fall, I said, what the f*** is this You know, I'm from the hood. I'm used to yanking your tracks out and leave your little balls back there. Good. And you put a little motherfucking suffer eight on it and it grow back. But I ain't never took a bitch wig off and it looked like that bitch went through a car wash. And bitch, you got ass and peace? What's wrong? You got cat? What the f*** is going on with y'all?
Well, hold on. Hold on. So after
the alopecia.
Not the alopecia. I forgot my train of thought. With Miss Pat crazy.
All right, we have more with Miss Pat and Jordan Cooper. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Miss Pat, comedian, and Jordan Cooper. How close of the show is about your life?
95%.
So your daughter really whipped the girl's ass in school?
No, that ain't. No, she whipped him with education. That's Garyana. Yeah. Like, she's based off my daughter. She actually wrote on a show. So my daughter went to this all-white school, and she was just whooping with knowledge. And I was like, that's why you can't get no dick, because you up here with all this Black Lives Matter. What ain't Black Lives Matter? Just social justice. Calm down. You ain't going to never get no dick at this all-white school.
So
you too black.
You wanted your daughter to get
ain't that good?
Oh, I thought your daughter was a lesbian. Oh, you got two daughters.
I got two daughters. Don't put the lesbian on both of my daughters. Somebody needs some dick, Charlamagne.
So you wouldn't have minded her being with a white boy?
I wouldn't mind. That's her.
Okay.
What you, I can't go over there and put a stop sign in my kids. My daughter needs some
stop sign. Stop sign.
What are you talking about? I'm not being with a boy. Anybody who's going to my daughter, if you're going to treat her right, come on by the house.
No.
She in the basement.
You gotta get her out the basement.
She too f***ing mean. That's why I told my daughter, I said, you ain't gonna use that gear to me, cause mine be leaky.
You want to trade the 64 Chevy?
Yeah, I want to trade the 64 Chevy for the Tesla. My daughter got a Tesla. I could use that run out of battery too.
We like seeing Tammy Roman and your chemistry on there too.
She kills it.
Tammy did it.
It's ridiculous.
You know what's crazy? Let me tell you about the whole casting this show. So Jordan, when he first got me, he sent me two people, which was a daddy, and he sent me Tammy Roman. He said, "This is your sister, and that's your husband." So I said, "That big old black guy is not my husband." I said, "That crazy ass woman with that bunny on her head is not my sister." Because I didn't know Tammy. I don't watch reality TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about neither one of them.
So you just saw the video with the bunny?
Bunny. And I said, "That crazy ass woman," because she was funny. Mm-hmm. I said, "That bitch crazy, and she's not my f***ing sister." He was like, "Yes, she is." So when it was time to audition, I kind of had this darker skinned girl, because my sister is dark skinned in real life. Mm-hmm. And so really good actress. She came in and blow that shit away. The next day, the Lee Daniels sister doing all the cast, she's like, "You gotta watch Tammy Roman." And I was like, "Who is Tammy Roman?" And he was like, then I googled it, I was like, "She a reality star, she can't act." And he was like, she was like, "Yes, she can. Yes, she can." So I said, "Okay." That girl walked in that motherfucker, she was that character, and I'm like, "Okay." And that bitch woke that room up.
On the show, Tammy's a recovering addict. So your sister, you say your sister still,
well, yeah,
indulges.
Yeah, I indulges. She yeah. smoke.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah. He's trying to say it nicely.
Yes. smokes crack.
You
yes.
got to use the uppity words to crack it. Damn, I know you're educated, Charlamagne. I know you're from the street. You're from North Carolina. You say, your cousin smoke, right, bitch? you ain't going to hurt my feelings. I mean, your sister smoke. I mean,
Your sister indulges in narcotics, doesn't she?
No, my sister smoke narcotics.
Did she see the show? Your sister see the show?
Who? I blocked them. What?
Oh, you don't mess with your sister in real life?
I don't mess with nobody. I had to block everybody, Charlamagne. Ain't about to get my little few penny BET gave me.
And what your kids say about the show?
They not blocked.
You blocked them too?
No, my kids live with me.
Oh, okay.
No, my kids, my daughter wrote on the show. My other daughter did makeup. So, I mean, my whole family was, husband was at home. He didn't come down, but, you know, where I could provide a job, I provided a job.
There you go.
You didn't tell us how you came to terms with the big dude, your husband. What made you comfortable with that one?
It took a minute because I had never kissed a man in over 20 years. And when, you know.
What?
Another man.
Oh, got you.
Outside of her husband.
I was going to ask that. How did your husband feel about that first, when you've seen that first kiss on camera?
It was okay, you know, because at first, I was like, doing the pilot, it was really hard. But he was so nice because he was such a great actor. Yeah. And I was like, I just hated him. I could, get your hands off me. That, you know, he's a stage actor, so he was sweating. I was like, oh, damn, I hate this man. Get him away from me. And so You know, I didn't know him either. But what was so good about him, he was just so patient. He's never tried to push himself on me. And I just told him, I said, dude, I ain't kissed no man in 20 years. And it was literally was grossing me out at the beginning. But then when we started to shoot the 9 episode, you spend time with somebody.
Right. Oh, it started turning you on. Oh, it started turning you on.
Oh,
that panty liner started to be used for a different reason, huh? Huh? That's what it was.
I said, because I'm slapping you on the ass now.
That's his ass.
Listen, no, I wanted to show black love. I wanted to show black love in its pure, form. But like this is the thing.
Jay Bernard too. Let's say his name. Jay Bernard Calloway.
He's a fierce, ridiculous actor. But like on their screen test, the two of them.
Why are you blushing, Miss Pat? Why don't make me tell your husband now?
Shut the up.
You better tell him what your husband said after watching all those. Watching the kids, watching them slap you in the ass and all that.
My husband's like, who wrote this?
Jordan.
Miss Pat, what were the conversations like for you at home after filming this? Because I'm sure it made you, because like Jordan was saying, you're being more vulnerable. So what happened at home just from even filming this?
I think my husband, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And after this, we had to go through counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And
good.
I've never had to do counseling with my husband, but it was a new take on life. You know, your wife is stepping into the spotlight. And my husband works at General Motors. You know, he's just an ordinary dude. And people started to like come up to him and say, like, you met Pat Hubbard. He's like, no, I'm Garrett. Let me call me Miss Pat Hubbard. So it affected right. him in a certain way. I don't know if my husband felt like he was losing head of the household. You know how some men feel like, well, she don't need me anymore. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I needed counseling before, but I knew my marriage was on the rocks.
Wow. I used to tell her all
it's
the
your
time,
fault, Jordan, by the way.
I know. I used to tell her all the time. I was like, you need to go to therapy. Like, you need to talk about some of this. And she was like, nah, I got comedy. I ain't doing no damn therapy. And so literally I wrote therapy in the season.
Wow.
I wrote that the couple that he started therapy, and then they go together and she kind of starts to, and that's when she started therapy, which was just a beautiful thing to watch her open up. And I think you grew a lot. You say you grew a lot in that
I did.
Process.
I learned a lot about the way my husband felt, which I travel all the time. So I would go home and it was like he would fall asleep real early. It would be like rejection. I'm like, what the f*** is wrong with him? But I'm so busy trying to create a show, trying to do a special, do all other things, and it didn't hit me until my birthday party. And my friend Quisha threw me a surprise birthday party, and he didn't come down. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the f*** my husband? Y'all didn't invite him? And they was like, he wouldn't come. I was embarrassed. Mm-hmm. So I called him, and I said, hey, you headed for divorce court. What you want to do? Mm-hmm. Call this motherfucking counselor my friend gave me. And we called. But in that session, which I never thought I would ever do counseling, I learned so much about this man that was sitting in my house that I didn't know.
Damn. I mean, y'all been together for so long, y'all probably had to get to know each other all over again.
We really did. Because one point, he's like, I was just waiting to die. You don't need me anymore. I was like, what the f*** you mean you waiting to die? You had a health care. We might not be able to get this shit after you croak over.
You play too much.
But is she serious, though? She's not even playing.
But you know, the dynamics of your relationship changed, right?
It did. It changed. You know, I think it's because, you know, my husband is a very quiet person. Mm. And then, you know, I don't think he ever thought my career would get like this. You know,
really?
He would say, and I'm not gonna listen to them chick house jokes. You're going on out there, and you out there just fucking around. Cause I worked at General Motors and I worked at Ford. You quit any fucking good job for this shit. And I was like, dude, shut the fuck up. It's something here. Cause I know when it's something here for me. And he was just ready to leave. He's like, I was ready to leave. I was waiting on you say it was over. I'm like, you gonna build a castle and let another nigga come in it and keep the lights on for you? Motherfucker, you know how many times I messed out your credit card to go do a show that didn't pay me shit? You know how many times you bought me a motherfucking plane? You know how many times you stayed at house with three sets of crack babies that I raised?
Mm.
You know how many times that I didn't come home and you would send me your motherfucking credit card and I took your whole paycheck for my dream? And then now I get a little money and you gonna feel like you ain't a part of? Fuck is wrong with you?
Mm.
Right.
But the counselor, another black man, had to set my husband down and open up his mind. Like, my husband wouldn't even let me buy him nothing name brand.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't even take a vacation. If I bought that motherfucker, I don't want that. Take that back. I don't want that.
Damn.
We just went to Disney. I bought a Louis Vuitton satchel, a wallet. He took it all this time. I just bought a new car. And you know, like, when I first shot the thing, I was like, hey, I made this money. I want to give you this. I don't want your money.
And I was like,
he's got to look at it like it's our money, though.
That's what counseling did for him, to realize that we are as one.
When you keep blowing up the way you are, Miss Patton, you get all this money. Are you going to retire your husband the way Tabitha Brown did her
I sure am going to retire my husband. Okay. I already told him at the beginning of the year, the clock out. Come on home. I'm actually, I just put a contract on a house in Atlanta. You got them right. My
congratulations.
Husband worked, my husband worked. He's been 22 years at General Motors. Why wouldn't I retire him? I've been with this man 20-some years. They never put his hands on me. Almost 30 years. I ain't never went without a meal. Can you see me? Do I look like I missed a meal?
No, ma'am.
Shut the
I
mean,
like,
shut
up. You're not supposed to answer that. No, that was terrible.
Like that, Miss Patton.
Why would he say that?
He was like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. I ain't mean it like that.
That was really.
And I ain't never had a light cut off. I ain't never been disrespected. I ain't never been called a bitch. I ain't never got hit in the eye on Friday. Without his makeup on his eye, that lad hit me in my eye every Friday. Like it was a dance we were going to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I? It's your turn now because you have helped me get here when so many other people look down on me and talk. Even his motherfucking mama. What you want with that welfare queen? I'm like, bitch, I'm giving you some food stamp. You gonna call me a welfare queen? If I wasn't telling any lies, I couldn't be over there bringing you no food for them roaches to help you eat. I can tell that story now because she did.
Oh, oh my God.
Right. I was wondering. Right. You gonna go too far now.
My goodness. All right. We have more with Miss Pat and Jordan Cooper. When we come back, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Bring it back. Still kicking in with Miss Pat, comedian, and Jordan Cooper.
Jordan, you know, I think about you often because I've been saying over in the next 5 years, if things don't change in America, we're going to have to move to Ghana.
Yeah.
And that's what your whole play was about. That was what? Years ago. How long ago was that?
2 years ago.
Two years ago. Would you see that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. This country is crazy, man. I think we're being
I ain't
tricked.
Moving to Ghana. It's hot. I got hot flesh.
No. You already...
He said you already what?
I can't fool with her.
You ain't got no
she already tell them about your hot booty hole.
No, shut the
fuck up. Tell them about
your hot booty hole.
She got hot flashes in the ass.
Flaming hot booty hole?
When you have hot flashes, like, they move on. Have you started hot flashes yet?
No. But I hope I don't get them in my booty hole.
Well, they coming.
Is it maybe something you eat that comes out?
She remind me of Felicia Rashad. She's so bougie. I'm going to fuck my booty hole.
If I put too much crushed red pepper on my pizza.
No. Well, you're not. What are you, 30?
No, I'm older than that.
Okay, well, they coming. They're going to come a time when you just going to start heating up around the neck, then it moved to the titty. And just recently, I was just telling him my hot flash is between my legs and it's f***ing up my panty liner strip. It won't stick no more because it's just hot down there. Keep laughing at
y'all.
I'm serious. You can't control where the hot flashes go. Go ask your mama. I bet she be around there.
Do men get hot flashes?
You ask your mama about her hot booty hole. Don't y'all know nobody out there go ask their mama about their hot booty hole, please.
So I got hot flashes in my ass now. So I'm going to call my doctor when I start. I'm like, hey, do this shit between my legs now. And then this shit done heated up my dick. And it shouldn't be doing this during the day while I'm on a plane next to a white man. So it's just hot flashes.
So that's why you can't move the guy.
You can't move the guy because of that.
But like, I think
all that to say, that's why you're not moving the guy.
But the
I wish I ain't got no passport to do my weed.
Okay. I feel like low key we being duped. Like, I feel like it's too quiet, like, in the White House. I voted for Biden, I voted for Kamala Harris. But I feel like I don't want us to be fooled. I don't want us to think that just because the regime changes that the problems are fixed, that we ain't got no issues.
Problem ain't gonna never be fixed.
But that's the problem. But we think it is.
Ain't nobody never thought that problem gonna be fixed in this regime.
That's a damn lie. That's a damn lie.
I ain't never thought that.
We're quieter.
That's why they giving you all that pandemic money. I tried to show you how to get.
Listen, this is what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying.
You tried to show them?
Like, I'm not doing that, so a bitch. Everybody else,
everybody else taking their ass to jail too.
Locked up for it too.
Everybody else taking their ass to jail.
He had a real business, and he was sitting in the house twirling his motherfucking finger. It affect him.
I'm talking about
real business. That motherfucker real business.
But what I'm saying is that white people were so up in arms whenever Trump was in office.
They been
everybody,
up in arms.
No, they were not. White people were silent. When Obama was in presidency, they thought it
not
was
in
perfect.
My neighborhood.
They thought it was perfect.
No, they
thought
didn't.
It was because they voted for Trump. That's why they thought it was good.
What white people you been seeing?
I'm talking about the white people. I'm talking about the white people. I grew up in Texas, so like I remember.
Talking about
that's
them
the
undercover
reason.
Races.
No,
you're
listen.
About them uniform
listen.
Races.
Listen. This is what I'm saying. The reason why Well Ain't No More in the first place was because white people, whenever Barack Obama was in presidency, it was like they weren't paying attention. It was like everything is perfect because we have this black person at the front of a thing, right? And then when Trump was in office, all of a sudden the devil was butt-ass naked in the street, and everybody was like, oh no, we got to get the devil out of here, right? And then when we put Biden in, nobody's worried about the devil no more.
Let but it's like, no, the devil was still out there. He was at the courthouse. Them motherfuckers always lock you up. They were still out there. You just young and you don't pay attention.
No, I'm saying that we're not. I feel like we're not speaking up as much as we were when Trump was in office because it was in our face.
Ain't nobody on there telling people to. Did you see the last motherfucker we had? He was outspoken and crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
He was entertaining. Mm-hmm. He was entertaining. Mm-hmm. So you woke up to turn on TV. This crazy man with the weed gonna do this week. Mm-hmm. There's no more of that. All Biden got is motherfucking Botox up on his eye, looking like a baby ass. You see how that Botox? Biden, if you don't stop Botoxing your eyes, you gonna die. Your eyes gonna still be alive. Have you not seen his eyes look like a school ass? It don't work for nowhere. But I said, what is he worried about? The wrinkles up on his eye. He got that good Botox too, like $3,000 a needle. Cause that motherfucker eyes is smooth like a baby ass. White dude, you ever seen Biden eyes? Look better than your eyes. I'm telling you, Biden got a ton of Botox. And he can't even smile no more. They just his eyes stay open. I bet he's smiling. Eyes open. So that's why you ain't heard. Now he ain't there getting Botox.
But that's what I'm saying. I feel like we got the same heat that we had when Trump was in office. We got to keep that heat. We got to keep that because we still being locked up. We still being killed.
That's
so
right.
Keep that heat.
Ain't
Black lives
changing.
Still matter. Keep
well,
that
sitcom
heat.
Sitcom is today.
Today.
Did you watch your
check. Yes, I did.
Yeah, he did.
I told him with the thumb joke.
Oh yeah. Okay. I'm good.
I watched the first.
Are y'all gonna watch it with your kids?
No.
That's what we call it, a grown folks sitcom.
No, but I've done some of the things that you've done before. Like I had to turn off the Wi-Fi in the crib when my son went a little too crazy with the gaming. So there's a couple of things, but yeah, I enjoyed it so far. And I just want to say thank you. Miss Pat always checks up on me, and I appreciate it.
Same.
I appreciate you. I'm a real nigga. Hey, I'm not here, but I'm a real motherfucker. Right? When
you
out there spending time with your family, it's just black love, just beautiful. I never met your wife, but congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you.
She ain't had it yet.
Not yet.
I was like, girl, why would you have a baby with a body like that? But anyway, she's beautiful.
She
what y'all having?
A girl.
Another girl?
Yeah, so four girls and two boys.
Four girls and two boys.
That's
congratulations.
Right. So
I would send you a gift, but you're rich. And my shit ain't gonna work out for Burger King.
Give us something thoughtful.
I can put it on layaway.
A gift card to Burlington.
Yeah, girl. He'll never use my shit. I'll be checking the balance. It'll still be there. Send me my shit back. Light skinned ass boy. Send my shit back. You ain't gonna use my goddamn gift card. I'm about $200. You can leave going and buy some baby wipes before the date expires on the baby wipe.
Oh,
everything
my God.
Got expiration date in Burlington.
Pat, check out the show, man, on BET Plus. Miss Pat. Man. We so proud of you, Miss Pat. Proud
That's
of you,
right.
Jordan, man. Jordan, thank you for staying down, bro, with Miss Pat, man.
Stand down and finally to meet you, Angela. You are beautiful.
Thank you. I'm excited to meet you, too. You know, I was up on that book early on as soon as you sent it up here, so I was always disappointed I wasn't here when you were here, but I'm happy for you as
well. You're beautiful. Thank you for being in the house. First time I met you.
It's Miss Pat, Jordan, Cooper. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Now, Charlamagne, can you believe that TikTok I just showed you?
You got this girl. She's in her apartment, takes off the bathroom mirror. There's a whole dark secret dungeon back there. That's when I would move out.
You can find anything and everything on TikTok. There's so much to discover and watch. It's hard to explain. You just have to see it. TikTok.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Wake up! Wake the f*** up! This is Marlon Wayans, and I'm rocking with DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne Tha God. This is The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Yeah.
Don't hear the date, yeah, you dumb ass. You get don't hear the date, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make a judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day goes to Matt Rowan. Who is Matt Rowan? He is an announcer for high school basketball in Oklahoma. He was calling a game last Thursday night, and one of the teams participating in the game were the Norman High School girls basketball team. Drop on the clues bombs for the Norman High School girls basketball team. Okay, the Norman High School girls basketball team decided to take a knee in protest. We all know what taking a knee means in sports. It's a gesture made famous by Colin Kaepernick, the protest against police brutality and racism. Can't think of too many things that piss off white supremacists more than taking a knee during a national anthem. Now, a lot of white supremacists try to mask their racism and bigotry under the guise of being patriotic. They say if you take a knee during the national anthem, you are being unpatriotic. But we all know it has nothing to do with the lack of respect they think you're showing for the red, white, and blue, and everything to do with the lack of respect that they have for the black. Period. Don't believe me? Well, let's look at Exhibit A. Matt Rowan, announcer who was calling the game for an online broadcast on the NFHS network when he saw the protest. He had some words for the Norman High School basketball team, and he didn't realize his microphone was on. Let's go to CBS News for the report, please.
A hot mic caught a sports announcer using a racist slur during a high school basketball game in Oklahoma. It happened when the team from Norman High School knelt during the national anthem Thursday night. The local school system has severed ties with him.
Now, I couldn't really hear what the slur was. Do you have an isolated? Okay, now, kneeling is in protest to racism and police brutality, which usually goes hand in hand. But if I'm kneeling to protest racism and your response to my kneeling is they're kneeling, effing niggers, aren't you proving us right? Okay, don't ask why we kneel when your response in 2021 to me kneeling is you calling me the N-word. I don't claim to be the smartest man in the world. I've said it a million times on this radio. I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, nor am I the strongest Avenger. But man, oh man, if y'all want people to stop kneeling, stop protesting, then stop giving them things to protest and kneel about. Okay, now that's only the first part of Donkey today. It's a couple reasons he's getting donkey. One is for the blatant racism. Second is for the statement he put out apologizing. Would you like to know what his excuse was for calling these girls the N-word? Let's go back to CBS News for the report, please.
The announcer, Matt Rowan, later blamed his remarks on his diabetes and a blood sugar spike. The local school system has severed ties with him.
Huh? High blood sugar? Diabetes? Really? Mm. Your blood sugar levels are very low compared to your blood mayonnaise levels, okay? Type 1 diabetes. This is type 1 racism, okay? I didn't know racism was a side effect of diabetes. I don't know how, because there's nothing sweet about racism. By the way, last time that I checked, Black Americans had higher rates of diabetes than white Americans. So can we use diabetes as an excuse to be bigots? I mean, I had to Google the side effects of diabetes. I see foot ulcers, cardiovascular disease, vision impairment, gum disease, fatigue, strokes, nerve damage, but nothing about racism, nothing about bigotry. In Matt's statement, he said, I suffer from type 1 diabetes, and during the game, my sugar was spiking and I became disoriented, and I often say things that are not appropriate as well as hurtful when I'm in this state. I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements absent my sugar spiking. Let's unpack this. As my therapist says, number one, Matt, you said in your statement that you often say things that are inappropriate as well as hurtful when your sugar is spiking. So this wasn't an isolated incident, okay? Because you said this happens often, all right? This is what you do on the regular. And you said, I do not believe that I would have made such horrible statements. I do not believe. What do you mean you do not believe? If I ask you not to do something, yes or no is the only answer that suffices. If you tell me you don't believe you would do something, I can't trust that. Matt, why can't you trust yourself that you wouldn't call Black people N-words if your blood sugar level wasn't spiking? I'll tell you why. Because you're a racist. That's it. And furthermore, when your blood sugar level is spiking, you get fatigued, you get shortness of breath, you get a very dry mouth. I didn't hear none of that. In fact, that nigga sounded wet when it came out your mouth. Okay, I also didn't hear no trouble breathing. And you damn sure didn't sound tired. Matt, just please let Kathy Griffin give Matt Rowan the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Luckily, he was fired. Okay? And that's that.
Cracker ass, cracker!
Hey, drop one of Clues bombs for Chris Rock.
Damn it, man. Whoa. All right.
Wow, Chris. Okay? Wow. Didn't know you wanted to add that.
Keep it locked. We have more coming up next. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
What's up? It's The Breakfast Club, and it's time for Ask Ye. Now, who's on the line?
Whoa.
Hey.
Hi, Ye. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm such a huge fan, and I'm whispering because my husband is asleep. He just came home from work, but this is a secret that my son expressed to me that he wants to keep a secret.
Okay.
So my son, he just turned 10, and he told me that he may like boys and girls.
Okay, and what did you say?
So I don't. I told him no matter what that I will love him, and whatever decision he makes, I'm going to stand next to him. But I'm not sure if what he's feeling is correct or any, like, I don't know. I need help with this. I'm not outside. I'm handling it good with him, and I'm trying to keep our relationship. You know, I want him to come to me.
Right, for anything.
About anything, but inside, I'm, like, kind of panicking, and I don't, you know, like, I'm going back and forth with myself.
Well, what are you panicking about?
Because number one, he's a young Black man already, and you know, just to be open, and he's already being bullied. He's already has mental health issues, and you know, it's just tough out here for him. So, one more stigma on top of that is just, you know,
right.
He's already expressed in the third grade that he wanted to commit suicide.
Wow, it sounds like.
So,
have you
so
put
now
yourself?
I'm thinking like maybe this is, you know, what everything was that he was hiding, you know?
Right.
Like,
yes, because it is painful to have these things that you want to hide. You don't want people to know. It's great that he felt like he could tell you.
Yes, that's what I told him.
Right, and start expressing that to you. And you have to keep those lines of communication open. I think your response was amazing. And I understand that you are concerned because that's your child. So you don't want him to be out in this world where people can be really nasty and cruel. And
Exactly.
Right. So
and he expressed to me that he does like a boy in school. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, like I don't know how to handle everything. Like this is a lot. Like, he's only 10. Is he too young to have these feelings? Is he, you know, like, is this something that's normal? Is this going to change? I have so many questions. Like, I need help.
And you know what, honey? There's nobody that can even answer all those questions for you, because he probably doesn't even understand everything right now. He just knows right. how he's feeling, and at least he's able to express how he's feeling, and that's all he can do. Now, have you got him some professional help, somebody that he could speak to so that they can help him navigate? And maybe both of you should go.
Right,
and,
exactly.
And I think
I have
that,
not done that far. You mm-hmm. know, like, I'm still kind of in shock. This, he just expressed this to me 2 days ago.
Right.
So I'm just, like, still trying to, you know, see, like, I don't want him to, you know, feel like he can't trust me, but I don't want him to, he's only 10, and I don't want him to start reacting on these feelings, and, you know, like, I don't know. And then he's also expressing to me, like, you know, please don't tell my dad, and don't tell this person, and, you know, like, I just, he's scared of everyone's reaction.
Right, so, and you should respect that, of course, and you are.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, don't tell anybody else, but definitely go set up something for you guys to find somebody good to talk to. If you hold on the line, I actually have somebody that can be really helpful with that, and that would be Dr. Kendall Jasper, and I always refer people to him when we're in situations and I feel like this is dire, because I want you to be able to know how to deal with this. I'm not an expert yes. in that, but I do feel like what you've done so far has been amazing as a mom, and I know that I want you to be able to express to him in the best way possible how much you love him, how much you care about him,
exactly.
and also help him learn what he needs to do in order to be more comfortable and not have feelings of suicide, because that's major too. You don't want him to ever think about that again.
That's my worst fear.
All right, hold on the line. I'm going to hook you up with Dr.
Thank
Kendall
you
Jasper.
So much, Yee. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Damn, that's ASCII. 1-800-585-1051. You can call up at ASCII, whatever you want to talk to her about. It's The Breakfast Club.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This Big Al. What's up? What's up, DJ Envy?
What's up, bro?
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace,
Angela
King.
Yeah.
You clapping your hands? What are you doing, man? What's your question for you, bro?
Amazing. You wake me up. You make me go goddamn sleep in the closet when I get to work. Shut up. Don't tell nobody. Anything. Now, let's talk business, Angela Yee.
Let's talk.
Okay. Topic of my subject is accepting money from an ex. Are you ready?
Mm-mm-mm. I'm ready.
I know. It's like eating a whole bowl of spaghetti and waking up in the morning and having to use the bathroom all day long. So that's how I feel. Check this out. I am in a situation, okay? It is a living arrangement. It is a sexual expectation, fantasy. Ooh, we all wrapped in one. But I'm getting feelings, Angela Yee.
Okay, so y'all not together. You're just roommates.
We roommates / sex buddies / sex club, you name it. We doing it.
But not in a relationship.
We play with each other in different conversations. Okay? It's complicated. It's very complicated.
But not in a relationship, right? Are you in a relationship? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now continue.
She called her, she called me one day. She said, hey, look, Big Al, what you doing? I say, I'm working. She said, I want you to, all right, I'll call you back. Next thing you know, I call her 20 minutes later. I said, what's up? She's like, I just come back from my ex house. I said, what the? She said, yeah, I just came back from my ex house. He gave me some blase money. He gave me a couple bills. I'm like, okay, what the hell is you going over his house for? Why do you even need money? You make more money than I do. Nah. She tells me that she did it because she didn't think it was going to be no problem with me. She just wanted some extra change in her pocket. Why you ain't say nothing? I could have donated plasma. What the hell? Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the confusing part. That's not your girl.
That's legally,
she can do anything she wants to do.
She can do anything she wants to do. But when you make... We have, but you just, it's principle of the thing. It's the male ego you know what I'm saying?
that sounds more like your problem, and it sounds like you need to have a conversation with her. Maybe she's testing you. Maybe she's telling you that to see how you react, because you're not trying to lock it down. If you're not with me, if you're not my man, I can do whatever I want. We've never had that discussion. Do you do other things too?
I do. I'm the director. I need a damn camera.
But do you do other, do you mess with other chicks too?
Absolutely, Angela.
So what are you mad about? You're not even in a relationship. Doesn't this sound hypocritical to you?
We got this. It's amazing. It is amazing. It is amazing. It causes, yes.
It's hard. Sir, y'all are both single. Y'all are both single.
Yes.
What's the problem?
But no. We have rules. We can't break rules.
So the rule is that she can't get money from her ex?
Well, no.
So no, she didn't do anything wrong. Sounds like you're having your own ego issues, and it's more something that you need to check. Now, if that was your girl, I would say that's an absolute no. But because you're messing with other women.
Okay, say if it was my girl, how can I break that down to her that that's not cool?
Well, sir, there's steps to this. First, she has to be your girl for your... She probably wouldn't have done that if you guys were in a relationship. Right?
Okay.
You got to figure out what you want to do and have that conversation. You can't be mad at her for going to her ex for anything. She could have slept with him, too.
Envy. Hey.
Yes, sir.
Be mad at yourself.
If your wife borrowed mama's money from her ex-boyfriend, what would you say?
If my wife...
That's what I said.
Oh, so you said my ex-wife. I ain't got an ex-wife, but if my wife wouldn't be borrowing no money from my ex-boyfriend, my wife wouldn't be speaking to her ex-boyfriend. What are you talking about? Huh?
What if your wife borrowed money from her ex-boyfriend and she didn't tell you about it until after she got the money?
Hell no, that wouldn't happen. My wife don't talk to her ex-boyfriend.
Sir, you cannot compare these two situations. That's not your wife. That's not even your girl.
Yeah, that's not your girl. You don't even know that girl. You share that girl. She was in Atlanta this weekend.
But if I'm giving her fellatio, she got to bow down sometimes, right?
No, she don't.
She never has to
You're
bow down.
You're not the only person giving her fellatio. She was in Atlanta this weekend. Mad dudes gave her fellatio this weekend.
And if you're giving her fellatio, you're bowing down. But listen, my whole point is this. That's not your woman. You haven't had that discussion. And you just got to live with it. She could do whatever she wants. She could get banged if she wants to.
Gee, she?
She can.
That's going to be a little deep. That's deep.
So either try to lock it down and be a good man, and you're messing with other women. How do you think she feels?
She likes it. I'm telling you, it is some of the most weirdest type of Pornhub type stuff going on up in Chum. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Well, this is what you signed up for, sir. She's doing her, you're doing you, and you guys are doing each other. Until you change the dynamics of that relationship, you don't call the shots.
I can't say nothing, huh?
You really can't. You can. Yeah, you have to take it, just like she is, from other people.
Ooh.
What is going on here, Yee?
Okay. All right. I see something happening, Yee.
Goodbye,
you
sir.
Can't have it both. You can't have it both ways.
All right, we got more coming up next, so don't move. Happy holidays. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
Check out this Breakfast Club Rewind.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Chloe and Halle. Yee.
Now, this album had people dragging. They had people dragging Diggy Simmons. And they were like, look, he didn't, we don't even know if this song is about him, and we don't know what happened. We know y'all broke up, Chloe, but we see people were going in on Diggy, like he cheated on her and he was hitting up her friends all because of Busy Boy.
Busy Boy is dedicated to like all the playboys in the world who are like so, so, so handsome. And it's like, y'all got a good connection, but you know, he's messing with other women too. So that's what that song's about.
Oh, that's what y'all call that? That's the clean version. We call that dirty. We call that dirty. That's what we call
that. Gracious.
In my day, that's what we used to call them.
Taking you back with the classic rewind. It's The Breakfast Club.
I thought this was a podcast.
It's that time again. Ask Charlamagne and DJ Envy anything.
Pick it up, rule.
It's time to ask CNE.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask C&E. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can hit us right now. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Kenny. How y'all doing? How you Kings doing?
What's up, brother?
You said it's Kenny?
Kenny.
Kenny. Oh, my bad.
Yeah, so what's your question, brother?
My question is, I'm trying to spice up my relationship, and it's my girl's birthday. I have two trips. I have a trip to Delray Beach, Florida, and I have a trip to Orlando, Florida. Do I need to do anything more?
Yeah, I mean, it's more than just a vacation, more than just a trip. What you going to do when you get there? You got flowers ready. You got the bubble bath ready. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? What are you going to do different to be like, damn, my man really loves me? Like, when's the last time you licked the bunkie?
I don't know. It's been a while.
See?
First of all, you don't love that woman because you're taking her to Florida. The craziest people in America come from the
There's
Bronx
some nice
and all
spots
of Florida.
In Florida, man.
You don't love that girl.
Charlamagne, I'm taking her to Discovery Cove in Orlando, and then I'm going to Delray Beach. We're going to be in the beach house.
Yeah, that's good, man. That's good, man. But you got to spice it up. You got to make sure that you into her sexually. When's the last time you gave her a massage? You licked her from head to toe. When's the last time you did any of that?
I gave her a massage the other day.
Hire somebody to do that. You see them guys on Instagram that be bear hugging them girls and cracking their backs?
You better not.
Oh, no. I'm not hiring nobody.
Nah.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out. Hey, Solomon, I want to give a shout-out to the Trap Nerds for coming on my podcast, man. Thank you, Trap Nerds.
Salute to my guys, the Trap Nerds. You can listen to the Trap Nerds podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, man. And my guys.
Now, let me ask you a question. You talked about spicing it up. I'll tell you what you need to do. You make sure you got your flowers. You make sure you got little things that she enjoys, maybe things from her past that she just likes, her favorite nail polish, whatever it is, her favorite slippers. It ain't got to be expensive. You make sure you take care of her sexually. But you ain't even shout her out, bro.
Don't shout her out. Her side dude might be listening. Listen, what's the occasion?
No, side dude. Shout out to my girl, Jasmine Williams. I love you, baby.
What's the occasion?
Birthday and just spicing it up.
Just want to show love. All right. Lick the boogie.
Make sure you go to finger licking when you're in Orlando, too. Make sure you go to the finger licking in Orlando.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tony.
Hey, Tony. What's your question for C&E?
Okay, just a little rundown of what happened yesterday. I just need y'all advice on what to do, how to handle the situation.
Uh-huh.
Basically, my five-year-old, he's in kindergarten. He was at school yesterday, and I got a text from his teacher saying that he's coming home with the red face. You know, mind you, they get green faces, you know, when they do good. She said that he's coming home with a red face because he got upset with a little girl at school because she didn't want to talk to him. And he told her at lunch that he was going to burn her house down. And she said that these days you just can't make remarks like that. And he was sent to the principal's office. And she just wanted to let me know and all that kind of stuff. But I do kind of honestly feel like that was a bit much. Like, you know, he's only five, for one. Like, he's not going to go steal my car and go burn up somebody's house. But how would you handle this if this was your child?
Well, I think that he's heard you talk about them guys' house you're going to burn down one too many times. That's what it sounds like
not
to me. That's what it sounds like to me, ma'am.
No, I wouldn't say
I
that.
I have not said that.
I would just say keep this in mind. It's protocol now. With everything going on in the world and all these mass shootings, it's protocol. Teachers want to make sure they save their job. So no matter what happens, if they hear this, that's protocol of what they have to do. But you just got to tell your son, just look, like, hey, you can't make these remarks because people take it serious. I know you're not serious. I know this is something you've seen on TV, but you can't say things like that because you can get in trouble. And hopefully he understands that. But you ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, but the teacher got to have more grace, too,
nah,
bro.
It's protocol, though.
The teacher got to have more grace. It's a damn five-year-old. Like, you know what I mean? A five-year-old not about to go out and commit an act of arson. Like, the teacher got to have a little bit more grace. The teacher should actually reach out to you and be like, hey, I just want you to know this is what your son said today. You know, I don't want to see him getting any more trouble.
You can't do that. But because there's cases like there was a case, I think, a couple of months ago where a five-year-old boy to school and shot a two-year-old. So there's cases like that where they got to follow protocol. Now, she might not believe it, but she has to do it just in case to make sure everything is all right. So I'm not mad at the school doing that because they got to follow protocol. It's not like they took the kid and beat him outside in front of everybody. They just
but now that kid got a stain. Like, he got a red face.
No stain.
And he got a red face, and people in that school probably looking at that five-year-old different. Like, watch that one. That one said he's going to burn the house down. You know,
exactly.
Like.
Exactly. And my thing was, they was in the cafeteria, and the little girl of another color, I'm just going to say that.
White.
Supposedly, yeah, basically. I'm black. My son's black. Said that she just went up and told the teacher, and they never, like, asked him for his side of the story. So basically, they're just going by what she's saying. So I kind of
Lord have mercy. Well, question, did he even say that?
Exactly. That's what I want to know. I asked him, and he said he didn't say that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Now you got to go to school a while.
That's what I'm saying. We don't even. I'm like, I haven't heard you say that he said that. So that's like.
Right, and I, you know your kids, you know your kids or whatever, you know when they're lying, you know when they're telling the truth. I honestly don't think he said that.
Well, Mama, if he didn't say it, if he said it, he didn't say it. If you get my drift, that boy didn't say that. Nobody heard him say that. Don't lie on my kid.
Period.
Period. So you need to go to school and have that conversation. Did y'all hear my son say it? Because my son didn't say it. And who you going to agree? You going to listen to my black son or that white girl? Who are you listening to? Because now I'm feeling a little racism.
They going to listen to the white girl. You know that.
No, not in this day and age. Not in this day. Oh, do I need to get my lawyer involved? Okay.
Envy, you just said report the threat.
Because I thought he said it. But if there's
because you assumed he said it because he's a little black boy.
No, I did. I assumed he said it because he never said he didn't say it.
He's lying.
No, I'm not lying.
He heard you say little black boy and he just see that nigga did it.
I thought they heard him. But if nobody heard him, he ain't say it. You go, you take that to the grave.
Nobody heard him with their own ears. Nobody heard him directly.
He ain't say it, mama.
So he shouldn't be punished.
He shouldn't be punished.
I didn't whoop him or anything, and then I texted her back, and I was just like, I do apologize for him making those remarks, and it will be handled expeditiously. Thanks.
Well, you shouldn't have wrote that. You should have said he didn't say it, but I would stick with he ain't say it. Nobody heard him say it. He ain't say it.
Period.
All right, Mama, have a good one. All right, we got more coming up next. We're the Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
What up, y'all? It's DJ Envy. For nearly 60 years of quality coverage, make the right call and go with The General. Call 800-GENERAL or go to thegeneral.com to get a hassle-free quote today. The General Auto Insurance Services, Inc., an insurance agency, Nashville, Tennessee. Some restrictions apply. Happy Thanksgiving! Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note?
Positive note is simply this. Remember, whenever you're in a position to help someone, be glad and always do it. Because that's the universe. That's God answering someone else's prayers through you.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.